All right, so we're just going to make a start. We're going to start, we're going to press into a few scriptures tonight. So, Father, we want to thank you for this day. We thank you it's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Ruach HaKodesh, it's by your Holy Spirit that we see transformation. We need you, and today we call on you. We ask you to empower us, to equip us today. We don't want to be the same, Father. Don't leave us this way. We want to be changed. We want to go from glory to glory. We want to press forward and receive everything that you have for us. We just know that it's a new day. It's time for us to take the gospel of the kingdom to this generation. We don't want to just be living for ourselves and looking at how we become the better me, you know, but we want to learn, Father, as we go, as we make disciples, as we communicate the gospel of the kingdom to this generation. So we pray right now, as we just come to your word, that you will minister to us, that you will prepare the foundation for what we are going to share over this week. If that's what you are calling us to do, then we are excited about this topic. And it's a topic that has been a great blessing to my life. So, Father, we just ask as we share that the words that I speak forth will be words that come from you, that will bring transformation, support, and help to those who are watching and those who are listening by podcast as well. So we just ask it all in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to start in Romans chapter 15. And, you know, as I was just meditating on the dog walk and just pressing in and just talking to the Father about how do we get activated to be effective for the kingdom? What's it going to take? Now, I don't know about you. You know, you guys are just waking up. You know, you've just had your rest. You know, I've been going all day today. It's been a long day. And, you know, I was pressing in and just looking at things like endurance, you know, going the extra distance and paying the price. And, you know, I sat down and I thought, well, you know, I don't know if we're going to, maybe we won't broadcast tonight. I'll just write a message and say, we're not going to broadcast tonight. See you tomorrow. And before I could post it, I just felt, you know, no, he brings forth endurance into our life. He strengthens us. Let the weak say, I am strong, you know, because of what Yahovah has done. You know, let the poor say, I'm blessed because of what the Lord has done. He is able to carry us through. You know, what did Yeshua say when they're worried about what he is eating? He says, I have food that you know not of. You know, I'm not partaking from what's going on in the natural. I want to partake of what's going on in the spirit. And the reason why I just felt, you know what, even in the midst of how I feel after being on my feet for hours and hours, you know, and then taking the dog out for a 1.5 hour walk where I just prayed in the spirit and just pressed in intercession. And, you know, it's been such a busy day, but even in the midst of busyness and all the things that's going on, we press in, Father. We press in. We endure. And guess what? In the midst of endurance, we're going to reap the reward of the blessing of going that extra distance. So what if the mountains won't move? What if the mountains won't move? That's what I want us to focus on tonight. You know, because it's very easy just to say, well, you know, where's your faith in the midst of your challenges? Where's the faith with what you're going through? But here, we can look at the scripture and we can see the trials. We can see the testing. We can see the word endurance. And, you know, it's not really, we just want to sit back and, okay, Father, I'm just going to sit back, you know, and just let Yeshua bless me. Oh, this walk of faith requires endurance. So what do we see when we're looking at the word endurance? Before we go to that, I just want to give a shout out. We've got Evelyn joining with us from Arkansas. Thanks for joining with us. We've got Russell in the UK. Thanks for joining with us. What a blessing to have you again. Lola, welcome in Florida, the USA. You know, I meant to say last night when you were sharing on your video that you've got the English accent going on there. That's excellent. And we've got Jerry as well that's joining us from Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome. We've got Joseph in South Carolina. Welcome, blessings. It's great having you all as we are pressing forward. And I really believe that what we are going to pull out of this time in his presence will bring transformation, you know? Like I said, you know, as I sat down tonight, you know, I'm not discouraged in any way. You know, sometimes you get to that place where you feel like you've done all. I'm spent. That's it. I've come to that place. Oh, you know, I would just like to go to bed right now. But, you know, if we were having an all-night prayer meeting right now, we're not looking to the flesh or what the flesh thinks. Yes, we have to rest. Yes, you know, you can't drive yourself to the wall. But what we've got to do is we've got to get to that place where we press forward in the Spirit. And we see victory in the Spirit. Welcome, Debbie. Good to see you in Iowa. Thanks for joining with us. So we want to press in. We want to press through in Yeshua's name. So sometimes when you feel like giving up, you feel like, oh, you know, I'm done. If you just go that extra mile, if you just take that extra part of the journey, you'll get to witness the blessing that the Father has in store for us. Endurance. So what do we find in endurance? Just if we look at the dictionary, the fact or power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process. Oh, that doesn't sound like faith talk, does it? Unpleasant or or difficult process or situation without giving way. Without giving way. Okay, we endure. And we are called to the life to endure by faith, to press forward. You know, endurance is the ability of an organism to exert itself and remain active for a long period of time, as well as its ability to resist, to withstand, to recover from, and have immunity to what? To trauma, wounds, or fatigue. It is usually used in aerobics or, in different forms of exercise. But listen to what it says here. Endurance, to withstand, okay? To resist, to recover, to have immunity to trauma, to wounds and fatigue. What does the enemy want to do? He wants to push you down. He wants you to be so pressed that you're like, oh God, if you know, I just can't do it. I can't live through this day. I can't get through the next moment. I'm so pressed on every side. But life goes on. But life goes on, and we've got to press in. You know, I'll never forget, can't remember what year it was, trying to think. Maybe it was 1994. We're living in Wales, and I had glandular fever, mono, as some call it, in different parts of the world, you know. And it was something else. I had three national companies. I was ministering. I had businesses. Two of the companies were 24/7. And, you know, I'd be pressing forward. And it was one of those seasons where I just had to pray in the Spirit. I had no strength. You know, when my alarm went off, you know, if I ever put an alarm on, I didn't really need an alarm. But when I woke up, then it was time to move. Then the only way I could get my body out of bed was just literally to roll over and fall on the floor and say, body, wake up. It's time to get up. It's time to wake up. And then I'd start praying in the Spirit and just prophesying to my flesh and saying, come on, flesh, you're an overcomer. You have the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit dwells within you. You are not called to weakness. You are not called to failure. You are called to withstand in Yeshua's name. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. How often do we give up? How often do we lie down because of the pressures and the things that we face within life? And I just used to prophesy and speak the word of Yehovah over my life. I rolled out of bed, fall on the floor. Okay, body, now you're up. Now it's time to move forward. And I really believe, you know, as I was sitting there and I was doing everything against the word that the Father was giving me, I'm writing the message on Facebook. Just an announcement. We're not going to broadcast tonight. We're not going to share tonight, you know. And I've already been looking at endurance and the things that the Holy Spirit's speaking to me. And, you know, as I'm about to post it, I'm like, you post that, you're walking in disobedience. You're walking in disobedience. Why? I've already been sitting here for the past probably nearly 1 hour in the place of prayer, pressing in. You know, I could have broadcast in that time, but no, I wanted to hear from heaven. I wanted to press in. And in the flesh, it's like, no, I just, you know, I just want to go and rest. I just want to stop. And in the spirit, his life comes forth and we find rest in his presence. He is the one who restores. He will restore your strength. And I want to prophesy and speak forth the word of Yehovah. Why? Because we are empowered from on high. We are not going to be subject to the flesh. And, you know, you might be watching tonight and you need to speak to your flesh. Wake up. Rise up. It's time to get up. It's time to move out. It's time to endure. It's time to recover. Hallelujah. It's time to establish immunity to the traumas of life. It's time to look at the situations that you face and look at the areas where the devil's trying to beat you up. And instead of just rolling over and just meditating on everything that's negative, it's time to press forward and proclaim the word of Yehovah. Hallelujah. What are we called to do? We are called to imitate the Messiah. Look at the disciples, you know, before Yeshua pays the price. He takes that time out to go and pray, and he calls the disciples, just come and pray with me. And every time he came back, he found them sleeping. You know, can't you wake up? Can't you pray? You know, what? Oh, we're exhausted. Oh, Lord, we're so exhausted. We're so tired. You know, it's been such a busy day. We're so stressed out. And, you know, this is such an important time in the history of the Messiah. And all the disciples wanted to do was sleep. And can something be birthed out of the pain? Can something be birthed when you think that you've done all to stand? And the scripture says, stand firm then. We've got to rise up and stand in the Spirit. And I'm prophesying tonight. You know, I'm prophesying in a time when I just thought, well, I can just go to bed. I could already see my pillow. I could already see, you know, just the blessing of lying down and rest. But, you know, in my spirit, something's churning because someone needs this word tonight. Someone needs to know that you don't have to lie down in the midst of your pain. You don't have to settle for fatigue. You don't have to settle in the midst of trauma. It's time to recover, says Yehovah. It's time to develop immunity. So what if the mountains won't move? If when mountains fall, will you stand? What if the mountains won't move? What are you going to do when you're facing that mountain and you think, oh, I don't even have the energy. How can I possibly even think about going forward? Well, we go forward in the name of Yeshua, and I'm speaking forth the word of Yehovah that this is the hour to go forward. This is the time to press forward and to recognize that we need to endure in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 15, verse 1. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For even Messiah did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. And what I sensed in the Spirit when I'm trying to write, I'm not depressed, I'm not down, I'm not discouraged, I'm not any of those things. I'm blessed in Yahovah in the midst of everything that's going through. Yes, there's pressures all around. Yes, there's responsibilities, and especially with the coronavirus, there's even more pressures than we'd normally experience. There's challenges. But in the midst of those challenges, there's an opportunity. There's an opportunity to pray. There's an opportunity to see the miraculous power of Yahovah manifest within our lives. I'm not going to sit back. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to pause. I'm going to press forward. Don't give up. You're on the brink of the miracle. So the Father's given you a word and you're at the place where, maybe God's not even real. He can't even fulfill his words in my life. Let me tell you something. The very moment when you think it's all over, the very time when you think you've come to the end and you can't go any further, that's where the miraculous power of Yahovah manifests. When Yeshua says to the disciples, when the 5,000 are there, and women and children, I think you should let them go, the disciples said to Yeshua. Let them go to all the villages, not a village, but to all the villages surrounding, so they can get something to eat. And what does Yeshua say? Well, guys, I know it's been a hot day. You must be so tired and need some rest. That's a great idea. We can just all go chill out and have a rest. No, this is what he said. He said, in the midst of their tiredness, in the midst of them trying to identify what's happening around them as Yeshua is teaching, this is what Yeshua says, feed them. Feed them? Feed them? How much money is it going to take to feed them? Where are we going to get the supplies to feed them? Well, what do you have? So what have you got? Yeshua, sometimes he speaks words, and the words he speaks, you've got a choice. What are you going to do in the midst of the words of Yeshua speaking to you? He's not going to call you to do what you can do in the flesh. He's looking for a people that will go the extra mile, that will go beyond, that will bring forth the word of Yahovah to this generation. Why? We need to see the hope of the Messiah established in the nations of the world. So don't shrink back. Come on, rise up in Yeshua's name. It's time to get to the place of prayer. It's time to recognize that even the disciples, they could have got offended and said, Yeshua, that's just way too much pressure you're putting on me right now. You're just putting too much on me. These shoulders are not built with the responsibility to feed 25,000 people. These shoulders were built to do a little bit of fishing. These shoulders were built to pull in the nets and to work a trade. That's what these shoulders were made for. Now you're telling me to physically feed the multitude. Oh, don't tell me that wouldn't have been a little bit of a stressful situation going on, and Yeshua's not apologizing. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're feeling that way. I'm sorry, look, we're not called to operate on the basis of our feelings. So what do you have? What do you have? And just as Yeshua said to the disciples, what do you have? They said, they're looking around. What do we have? Let's just think about it in the area of food. What do we have, guys? Oh, we've got 5 little loaves and 2 little fish. 5 loaves and 2 fish. 7. The blessings of 7. Hallelujah. Completeness. 5 little loaves and 2 little fish and a great big crowd to feed. And what does Yeshua say? Oh, that's great. Excellent. Don't look any further. You've got 5 little loaves and 2 little fish. Hallelujah. We've got everything we need. You know, you might be thinking, you're hearing the word of the Father saying, guess what? You've got everything you need right now. You've got everything. You lack what? Nothing. We lack nothing. We have the full provision in the Messiah. So what do you have? I've got 5 little loaves and 2 little fish. Okay. Well, let's organize everyone in groups of 100 and groups of 50. You know, for those that like brown bread, sit over here. For those that are gluten-free, over here. If you like a bit of wholemeal, you know, if you like to have some nuts in your bread, if you like white bread, oh, yes, you know. Woe to you that like the white bread. You can sit nearer to Yeshua. That's not what took place, is it? You know, they sat in groups. And they're watching. The disciples are watching. And this is what we have to do in the midst of everything we go through. And, you know, it's like, you know, we've got to experience this journey. We've got to experience what it takes to press forward. We've got to experience what it really means to endure in the presence of Yehovah. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scripture, we might have hope. Listen, I'm calling you to delve into the Word. Don't let the Word depart from your mouth. Will you press in? Don't wait till your crisis. Maybe you're in a crisis right now. You don't know how you're going to get through this crisis. You're facing health difficulties and you think, I can't take it. There's just no way I can get past this moment. Then I've got a word for you right now. It's a word in season. The Word of Yehovah, the Scriptures, will not just bring forth encouragement, but they will bring restoration to your hope. There is healing in the name of Yeshua. There is power in the name of Yeshua. He is the victor. He is the one who dwells within you. There's nothing you're facing that He can't overcome. So you might have been in a place of discouragement, thinking, I don't know how I'm going to deal with this situation I'm faced with today. I don't know what the answer is. Oh, Father, if there was just something I could say, if there was just something I could do to bring forth the answer, and yet there's nothing you can do other than what? Depend on the presence of Yehovah. In Deuteronomy, they said, you know, I don't want to go unless you go with me. And, you know, the Lord says, get up, go, come on, get up, it's time to go, you've stayed, here we are, look at that, Deuteronomy chapter 1, Yehovah or Elohim said to us at Horeb, you've stayed long enough at this mountain, break camp and advance to the hill country of the Amorites. Listen, I believe this is a prophetic word. You've stayed long enough at this mountain. Come on. The Father's saying, I'm going to develop endurance. I'm going to develop a backbone into your life that you will be able to rise up, that you will be able to move in a new dimension in the Spirit. It is time for fatigue to go. Come on. Speak to it. You know, for probably 3 or 4 months, or no, it's maybe longer, maybe 5 months, I was so fatigued I threw my body out of bed. I said, get up, body. You're going to get moving in Yeshua's name. Oh, I'm just so sick. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm feeling. I'm just pressed. What are you going to do? Are you going to lie down and just let the enemy walk all over you? Are you just going to sit there meditating on all the things that the enemy is trying to put on you? Or are you going to rise up and be everything that the Father has called you to be? You are born for such a time as this. And you and I, we are called as overcomers in Messiah. So let's break up camp. Let's break up camp of the negative thinking. Let's break up camp. Come on. Hallelujah. I can't even see what the verse is. Verse 5, Romans chapter 15, verse 5. May Elohim, who gives endurance and encouragement, give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Yeshua the Messiah, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify Elohim and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Yeshua. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity. You know, the reason why I'm reading this, look, some of you feel like you're just so isolated, you're on your own. And what's the Father saying? Stop in that place. You who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. To build him up. What did Yeshua do? He built people up. Every time. Even when he was tired, and we shared that one message weeks ago. I can't remember when we shared it. But we talked about Yeshua getting in the boat. He wanted rest and he just wanted to get to the other side. And that's, you know, where we come to the feeding of the 5,000 and the place of tiredness and exhaustion. The people are hungry. And Yeshua, he looks with compassion and he sees that there's a people without a shepherd. They're scattered. They're lost. And there's a dying generation. There's people who are hurting and crying out. And they need an answer. They don't even know how to pray. They don't even know how to speak. And here we are in the Word. And I'm just downcast. Well, what did David do from the position of being downcast? He spoke to his soul. Rise up. You will not be downcast. Hallelujah. You will not be downcast. So we are called to do what? Imitate Yeshua. He was a great inspiration who brought us to the scriptures, who brought forth the hope of the Father and set us free. We are born again of the Spirit. It's no longer I that live, but it's Messiah who's living in me. It's time for healing. It's time for deliverance. It's time for transformation. It's time for us to start speaking to our circumstances, speaking to everything that's going on around us. So what's your excuse? Well, I'm sorry, Father, you can't use me, or I can't be used for you because I've just got all these problems. I've got all these difficulties. I'm facing all these issues. In the midst of your weakness, the word of Yahovah is endure. It's time for the endurance of Yahovah to be established in your life. And I'm going to be here to help you. We're going to help each other on the chat and on the time that we spend together. Hallelujah. Welcome, Vicky. Good to see you. We've got Tony as well in Texas in the U.S. Welcome. We've got B in Texas. Hallelujah. Thanks for joining with us. We've got to press forward. We've got to press forward. So what if the mountain won't move? What are you going to do? Just going to lie down and say, well, oh God, I'm just going to cry in my little corner over here. The mountain's not moving. But you've got to press forward. You've got to have a spirit of endurance. And I want to prophesy and release the word of Yahovah tonight. I speak forward the spirit of endurance. I release the boldness of Yahovah over our lives tonight. Receive the boldness of Yahovah. This is the hour. Let's not sit back. Let's not shrink back. But we want to receive the boldness of Yahovah. Thank you, Father. It doesn't matter what the enemy puts towards us. It doesn't matter what you're facing. It doesn't matter what challenges are around you. You know, you might have just been speaking out the wrong stuff right before this broadcast. You know, as I was sitting here just trying to type in that I'm not going to broadcast tonight, you know, I just started to see that someone needed to hear this message. Someone needed to get hold of this promise tonight. We need to receive the boldness of Yahovah. we need to receive it. We're going to look at the book of Hebrews chapter 12. Talk about endurance, you know. We're going to look at that. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Make straight paths. This is what we're called to do. Endure hardship as discipline. You know, are you willing to pay the price to see the glory of Yahovah manifest in the nations? This is just what we need to get out tonight. This is what we need. You know, I need you to get stirred up in the spirit. I need you to start fanning into flame. I'm just releasing a spirit of endurance over you right now. I'm speaking an ability to resist, an ability to withstand. I'm speaking an ability to recover and to have immunity to trauma and to wounds. An ability to overcome fatigue. I'm releasing it over you now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Spirit. Be free. Be strengthened in Yeshua's name. This is the hour. This is time to endure. Yes, you're going to go through pain. Yes, you're going to have to say to the flesh. You're going to have to stay up and get the word of Yahovah in you. You're going to have to start proclaiming the word of Yahovah. I am always proclaiming His word. Yeah, I'm speaking forth His word. I'm speaking out loud. I'm declaring His word. I'm speaking forth His blessings. I'm speaking forth deliverance. I'm standing in the gap and interceding for the needs of others. Speak it out. Come on. Speak it out. What are you going through? What are you facing? You feel like you can't cope, like you can't go any further? Then that's probably how the disciples felt when they're going around telling everyone to get in groups of 100 and groups of 50. Just sit down. Everything's great. Well, guess what? They've got inside information. What's the inside information that they have? Yeshua's got 5 little loaves and 2 little fish. Well, hallelujah. We've not seen this one before. But Yeshua, we trust you. If you're speaking, if you're saying that this is the provision that's going to feed a multitude, then we're going to go out and ask the people to sit. We're going to start organizing the crowd because we believe. This is not rationale. This is not with the understanding of our flesh. It's because of the word of Yahovah. And I pray today, as we speak forth the word of endurance, that it's time for us to press forward and to endure and pay the price to make a difference. Someone is waiting on the other side of your obedience. Someone is waiting on the other side of my obedience. Father, I choose to be obedient. Even if I'm worn out, even if I feel like I'm spent, even if I feel like I can't go any further, I'm going to press forward. I'm going to press into you. May your glory be revealed within our lives today. Hallelujah. That's what I want to share. That's what we need. That's what we need right now, because it's time for your breakthrough. It's time for you to overcome. But if we're going to go on this journey this week, if this is what the Father is leading us to do, then I want to give you homework tonight. You know, I want to give you homework today, no matter what time zone you're in right now. Will you make a pledge before the Father that you are going to make a pledge to endure? It doesn't matter what you face. I will endure in your presence. I want you to take hold of Romans chapter 15. I want you just to read that first section. Now, we're not reading it all. We're going to come to it tomorrow. But verse 1 to verse 13, just press in. You know, this is not about me just pressing in and enduring so that you can watch me enduring and go, wow, look at him enduring. He's having a great job enduring. No, the very reason that we are sharing our devotion today is that we endure together, that we cover each other. If you're weak, if you're in a place where you can't cope, where you can't get through, then we're here. We're here to speak forth His word, to bring forth the encouragement of the Spirit, to come against the assignments of the enemy. We break the assignments of the enemy over your lives. If you're watching on podcast right now or on feed, and maybe it's not live right now, you're just watching later, it might be 2 years down the road. Let me tell you something. We break the assignments of the enemy over your life today. And we release the authority of the Spirit that we have the ability to endure. We have the ability to rise up. But more than anything, we have the ability to press in, to learn from you. And Father, we ask you, by your Spirit, teach us how to endure. Teach us how to overcome. It's time. Well, that's it. That's what I'm sharing tonight. That's where we're at. I'm blessed and encouraged already. I didn't even think I had that much in me to get out here tonight, but you know what? When we have the Word, we have authority. We have the power of the Spirit. It's not about our ability. It's about His ability dwelling within us. So rise up, says Jehovah. This is the day to rise up. This is the day to overcome. What if the mountains won't move? Then we are going to move up over those mountains, and we're going to keep moving on the path of destiny, and we're going to fulfill the will and purpose of Yahovah over our lives. Oh, I just can't. I can't take it anymore. God, I've waited too long. Your promises. I'm in deferred hope. I'm imprisoned. Then be released from prison now in Yeshua's name. It's time for us to climb the mountains. It's time for us to endure. It's time for us to pay the price. There's a broken, lost, and hurt generation that's waiting on the other side of our obedience. So let's be in His presence. Let's know the Messiah deeper every day. I want to know you, Yeshua. I want to know you. I need your life. I need your life to be filled up within our lives. And you know, we're going to get to Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to talk about endurance and about how we walk this through together. It's not just about you on your own. You're not on your own. We are living stones. Hallelujah. This is the body of Messiah. We are many parts. You're not on your own. So stop saying that to yourself. Well, I'm just on my own. No, you're not. You're not on your own. Hallelujah. You've got a band of angels surrounding you as well. You know, let's connect as the body of Messiah and be effective for His kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. All right, well, look, I'm going to leave it there because that's what I feel I've got to get out. That's just what we need. But, you know, you've got to do homework. You've got to do the homework. You've got to press in. You know, you've got to go over what the Father's saying right now. Especially, you know, your life might depend on it. You might be in a position where if you don't rise up right now, you're not going to live much longer. Your life might depend on you rising up today. Receive the hope from the Holy Spirit and receive what? Life. Make a decision. Choose to live. I choose blessing, not curse. I'm not going to curse myself out. I'm going to speak the word of Yehovah over my life. I'm going to say, Kenny Russell, you get in line. You stand up, you come, and you become who the Father has called you to be. You are born for such a time as this. Before the foundations of the earth, the Father made mention of my name. We together are living stones, and we are born for such a time as this. Oh, so let the hope, let the encouragement of the Holy Spirit be upon your life. And may we find hope and peace right now. immunity to trauma. Immunity. Oh, you know, how angry do you get when someone just comes up against you? Oh, you know, you work yourself up. It's time for endurance and the things of the Spirit. It's time for us to walk in spiritual maturity and to be, you know, to have a backbone of steel to function for Yehovah. Amen. Well, look, I appreciate you joining with me tonight. I hope this word has been a blessing and encouragement. And, you know, take up your homework challenge and start studying endurance. You don't have to wait for me. The whole purpose of devotion is not just what you hear me share. You know, I'm just sharing with you on my journey as I spend time and devoted to Him on a daily basis. I'm just letting you be a part of what the Holy Spirit is doing within my life each day. And I want to encourage you, don't rely on what we do on these broadcasts as your word. Oh yeah, I've heard the word, now I can just get on. No, I want you to take what you're hearing and I want you to press in and be a student of the word. Be a disciple. We're called to make disciples of all nations. Hallelujah. So let's be trained up in the word so we can go forth in His name. And then guess what? There's so many promises. You might be meditating and thinking, my life is a mess. It's over. I've got this problem. I've got that problem. I've got a problem with my wife. I've got a problem with my husband. I've got a problem with my child. Problem with a relative. Whatever you're going through, stop meditating on what the devil thinks that he is going to enforce over your life and start speaking to the situation, the word of Yehovah. I release the spirit of unity. I ask for the body of Messiah to come together as one, that we will be in a place where we stand as one. And as we talked yesterday, just if we go back to the book of Acts chapter 2, you know, what was taking place in Acts chapter 2, it says, on the day of Shavuot, Pentecost, when it came, they were all together in one place at the temple, more than likely. Suddenly a sound like a blowing and violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came and rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment. Let me tell you something. When the Holy Spirit pours out, a crowd will gather in bewilderment. They want to know, what's the Father saying? What is He doing? And we've got to rise up in the place of the boldness of Yehovah and proclaim His victory. Amen. It's time. It's time for us to get ready. But don't rely on these devotions as your word. Just use them as a foundation to the works of what the Holy Spirit is going to do within your lives. All right, well, I want to thank you for watching. I hope you're blessed and encouraged, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. From me, Kenny Russell, Bulldozer of Faith, what are we doing? We are living life in the Spirit. Until tomorrow, shalom, shalom.